I don't really know how to assess my position at this point. I got 42% in New Hampshire, and they said I won. Then I got 58% in Wisconsin, and they said I lost. I said I... But, Chet Huntley at 7:30 said, all of a sudden, he said he's got to get 60%. Never explained. I mean, I thought it was a magic number, you know, something out of the Bible, a multiple of seven or something like that. But, he never explained any time. That was it. Just laid it out there. So he said I lost when I got 57.8%. Fell short, and now in Indiana, why, we haven't established yet what the standard is. I hope it'll be all right. I've been accused of wanting to get rid of the whole Johnson administration, and that's not quite right. I did suggest that Dean Rusk resign, but that's only because all of the presidents lately have said they're their own secretaries of state. And if that's the case, I don't know why they keep them around. I mean, if it just clutters up the place and confuses the Foreign Relations Committee of the Senate. I have been critical of the Secretary of Defense, Mr. McNamara. I was worried about him from the very beginning when they said that he makes no small mistakes. I think he's, well, after his departure, he's still demonstrating it. I think it's probably a mistake to take the president of any one of the big three automobile companies and make him Secretary of Defense, because on the record, they're not allowed to make any small mistakes. It's kind of the Edsel complex. I mean, you really, really have to go all the way. The Edsel and the TFX have so much in common. They were designed to meet all the needs of whoever was to use them. I think I should explain what the Edsel was conceived of as providing. And it wasn't McNamara's idea, he just programmed it. It was a car which was supposed to be the car a man would buy if he was on the way up and wasn't sure he was going to make it. Also, they said it would be for the man who was on the way down and didn't want anyone to know it. And for the man who was somewhat unsure as to which way he was going. And Ford Motor figured that every man in his lifetime would have to have at least three Edsels. If this had happened, why, the whole automobile market would have changed. Then there was, of course, the Secretary of Agriculture from my state. I'm not going to talk about him because I said so many bad things about Ezra Taft Benson when he was in that I can't say the same things over again. I want to give advice to these two senators. Never have a Secretary of Agriculture from your own state. Any other state is all right, but not from your own state. And the only other member of the cabinet I've had anything to say about was Larry O'Brien. He spoke against me in Wisconsin in favor of the war. I had said earlier that I thought Larry could sail under any flag. But I was a little worried because he made a speech last October when he was Postmaster General dedicating a 20-cent stamp. It was in honor of General Marshall. And on that occasion, Larry said that if General Marshall were there, he would say, I support the war. Well, you ought not to let a man go who has powers like that. But now that he's gone over to the candidate who's against the war, I wonder what General Marshall is saying to him tonight. And the only other administration person I've said anything about was Betty Furness. I mean, that's the only, she came into Wisconsin against me too. Now, consumer protection, I think, should be above politics, at least presidential. And the only commitment I've made by way of a post, I haven't even committed myself to 5 or 6 vice presidents. Even in Indiana, the mother of vice presidents. I mean, that's, no wonder you've been quiet about that so long. Well, I've committed myself to 1 airline stewardess. To take over consumer protection. She made some special rulings as we crossed time zones one night, saying that I thought that showed great wisdom. And question of not protecting consumers too much or at the wrong time. And this is the only commitment I've made so far in the campaign, I want you to know. I have 1 or 2 other resolutions. These are not real commitments. I want a vice president who, well, Vice President Humphrey today said that he was not going to neglect his duties in order to run for president. Now, how a vice president neglects his duties, if he's been doing what he's supposed to be doing, I just don't know. I think he's been neglecting his duties as vice president by doing other things, and I'm looking for one who would really say he would simply keep quiet and healthy. I can find a man like that, if you can, why, name him to me, as we say, and we'll consider him. But there'll be no more invitations sent out from the White House that do not disintegrate within 6 months. But I found the worst thing around the country now when I ask for support, folks say, well, I've got an invitation from the White House enclosed in permanent plastic. And once you enclose it in permanent plastic, why, you're hooked forever. I mean, there's no way out of that. And we're not going to sign bills with 500 pens the way they do now. And you send the pens out. I got a pen one day. It was used to sign a tax bill prospectively. We take taxes off prospectively now on telephones. And I gave it to the telephone lobbyist from back home, and he put it in permanent plastic. And about 6 months later, the White House called me and said, we'd like to have you change your vote. We don't want that prospective tax cut to go into effect. I said, well, it's all right with me, but I don't know whether I can get the pen back. I said, the only other cabinet member, I didn't know he'd been appointed. Somebody said, you want Marvin Watson to resign? I said, what from? I mean, they said, he's a postmaster general. Well, I'm against it. I've been trying for 2 years to get messages to the president through him, and they never got through. And if he carries on that way as postmaster general, there'll be an end of communications in a short time. Well, that's more or less the state of the campaign now. We're dealing in issues and also dealing in personalities to some extent. I think you have to deal in both in American politics, because this is not just a government of laws, but also a government of men, if not of principally one man. And it may well be that before we finish here, most people will, I don't mean tonight, I mean generally, be like the fellow was brought into court out home without counsel. And the judge said, well, he said, we'll appoint counsel for you. So it just happens that 4 public defenders, there are 5 appointed at this court. He said, 4 of them are out there in the anteroom. He said, why don't you go out and talk to them and pick one out? He can defend you here before this court. So the fellow went out and he talked to the 4 and came back to the judge. The judge said, have you picked out counsel? He said, I have. He said, well, which one do you want? And he said, well, judge, you said there are 5 appointed, there are 4 out there. He said, I'll take the one that isn't here. So, look us over there.